Peace, be still. Why? Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith? Now, Spirit of the living God, move within my heart. Let the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, be found acceptable in your sight. For you are my Lord and strength, you are my Redeemer, Lord Christ. It is in your name we pray these things. Amen. Unlike probably many of you, I've never really been out afloat on the ocean or the bay, not yet at least, and know nothing really of this whole business of high waves and seas and winds and all that other stuff that makes boating such an interesting thing. Our gospel this morning contains within it a very, very, very familiar story. We're all painfully aware of it and are likely to overlook all of the truths that Mark is trying to convey to us as he relates this event that took place with the disciples. Because it's real easy for us to get so familiar with a text, with parts of the scripture that we like, that pretty soon we just sort of gloss over all of the things. Last January, about 34 miles, so it says, off the coast of New Zealand, there was a fellow who was out in his boat, his sailboat, when the wind blew up, creating great waves. And without him knowing it, a great wave was coming up behind him, and it swept him off of his boat, sunk the boat, and put him adrift. Nearly 24 hours later, he was rescued by another group of people on a different boat. And finally, they got him back to shore. And when he was interviewed by the reporters, they asked him about his experience. And he kind of said with a not so hidden smile, "I have to admit, when I hit the water, all of a sudden I felt washed off and washed up." Many times I think that's where we're at in life. We find ourselves in situations where we find ourselves washed up, overwhelmed, and yes, washed out. Just completely emptied of what is necessary to go on. I can tell you, as a pastor and chaplain and counselor, etc., for a number of years now, we say that I've spent a lot of time talking to people in that situation. Oh, not because they're washed out of a boat, but because their child had died of an illness, a sudden illness, or maybe in an accident. Or maybe it was a young spouse who I had to tell that their husband had committed suicide and succeeded. Or as I talked with a family member who had been involved in a traffic accident in the myriad of roads around St. Louis, and their sibling was dead. And they were bearing all the grief and the guilt and everything else that is involved with it. Or the times I've spent, and not all that long ago, talking with individuals who have received that diagnosis and now are facing a particularly grave illness, some sort of a terminal situation that has come way, way too soon in their life, and trying to understand. In those moments, we can't help but be like the disciples. We go back to the stern of the ship and we look at Jesus and we say, "What is wrong with you? Why are you asleep? Don't you care about us? Wait, why did you let this situation happen to us?" And in those moments, we can't help but think about dear brother Job, a righteous man of God. Marauders come along and they destroy his flock. A great storm comes up and all of his cattle are dead, and yet other things happen and his children are gone. And if that wasn't enough, his body becomes so compromised by illness that every bit of his body is in pain. And when others say, basically, just give up and curse God and die, he holds on to his faith. And we look at that and we say, okay, that's good enough for him, but that's not me. I mean, you just don't really understand what's really going on. And so our faith fades away from us. It's a tough situation we find ourselves in this morning with this scripture. Because of familiarity, we tend to gloss over pretty quickly the situation that it presents us. And yet it should be confronting each and every one of us, no matter what is going on in our life at this moment. Because let's face it, we're mortal people. We're mortal people. And our faith is imperfect. And we do have those situations in our living that are coming along, challenging us, confronting us, and putting us in these tricky situations where we want to shout at God. Why are you asleep? Why are you a sleeping God? Why are you not doing something about this situation? Do you remember what happened in the upper room on Easter evening? How Jesus passed through the locked doors and what he said to those frightened 10 men. What was his word? It was peace. It was peace be upon you. And he breathed on them the Holy Spirit of God. And to each and every one of us in our living situations and in the conditions that we find ourselves, we need to remember how Jesus is coming to us. Now, some people look at this particular story in Mark's gospel and they say, well, of course Jesus was asleep in the back of the boat. He was God, you know, he was this, he was that. And all. Yeah, okay, fine. But he was also just like you and I. He was mortal man. He was fully human. And when he got up, he didn't answer, you know, that he never answered the apostles' question, "Don't you care about us?" He simply addressed the storm and told it to be still. When we together find ourselves in these situations that life is bringing us, and it does, in this chaotic, Satan-controlled world. And that's what the truth is. This is Satan's world right now, the Bible tells us. But our Lord is more powerful than it. And to these situations, he pronounces peace to his people. Peace to his people. As we go through with him each and every one of these situations. Again, I want to quote from a dear friend of mine of many years ago, Elton Trueblood, as I did last week. Elton Trueblood said this. He said, as believers, Christ sleeps in the deepest selves of all of us. And whatever we do and whatever time we have left, wherever we go, may we in whatever way we can call on him as the fishermen did in their boat to come awake within us and give us courage, to give us hope, to show us each one our way. May he be with us especially when the winds go mad and the waves run wild, as they will for all of us before we're done, so that even in their midst, we may find peace. We may find Christ. There's no doubt at all that the storm winds come to each and every one of us. And ours is not to question why. Ours is instead to reach out to the Master that he might still the storm that rages around us, and that we may have the confidence to trust in him alone. To God the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we ascribe all might, majesty, and dominion, now and forevermore. Amen.